So settling into postures for the body scan. Noticing the touch points, the contact points. Getting grounded, feeling the support of the earth. It's unconditional. Connect with the breathing and just feel the breath together with the body for a few moments. Connect too with your intentions for being here today. Wise, kind intentions. Letting them too guide the practice. And with our theme of how the darkness can illuminate, discovering the light that is illuminated by the darkness. Let's listen to this poem by Jane Hirschfield to set us up for some of this mystery of this process. Three times my life has opened. Three times my life has opened. Once into darkness and rain. Once into what the body carries at all times within it and starts to remember each time it enters the act of love. Once to the fire that holds all. These three were not different. You will recognize what I am saying, or you will not. But outside my window, all day, a maple has stepped from her leaves like a woman in love with winter, dropping the colored silks. Neither are we different in what we know. There is a door. It opens. Then it is closed, but a slip of light stays, like a scrap of unreadable paper left on the floor, or the one red leaf the snow releases in March. So mystery. This body is a mystery. Much is known, far more is not known. Can we enter into body awareness with that sense of mystery and the appreciation that can come with that? And so now, feeling body, feeling breathing. Letting the breath recede into the background as we drop our attention down into our feet. Feet. What are feet? Feet, toes, they're simply words, concepts. Can we feel into the experience of our feet, the toes, the soles, the tops of the feet, the sensations that are showing moment to moment, showing and changing? letting the attention move into ankles and shins and calves. What is actually happening here beyond words? And then into the knees, just as they are, not as we might like them to be. This may be a place of struggle, of sorrow. Can we open to the experiences without planting labels on them? Letting our awareness move into the thighs, from the knees up to and including the hip joints. As if we've never experienced these parts before, this body before, like a young child discovering its body. Most of the time, the body's in the dark for us. We don't know what's going on. We're busy moving about, not attending to its inwardness. Bringing this kindly attention into body, perhaps feeling into the breath, moving down the legs to the toes, letting the breath illuminate the lower extremities. And then releasing that on the out-breath as we bring our attention into the hands, the fingers, the thumbs, the palms, the backs of the hands. Hands are much more than the word hands, fingers more than the words fingers, thumbs. Can we enter into the body with a sense of wonder, of awe, with a sense of love? feeling into the forearms, including the elbows. Noticing narrative, the mind spinning off. Oh, the mind, it thinks it knows. It doesn't know. It can be aware. From the elbows up to and including the shoulders. The truth is, we are in the dark about our bodies, and it's okay. Wendell Berry, to go into the dark with the light is to know the light. To know the dark. Go not knowing. Feeling the breath all the way through the arms down to the fingertips. On the exhale, releasing that, coming down into the pelvic regions and exploring with your sensory awareness directly. Without words, without thought, just simple, bare, friendly awareness. This opens the door. And then letting the attention come into the belly. And up into the chest, where you might possibly feel the heart beating, pulsating deep within the chest, surrounded by the lungs, oxygenating with every breath, sending that to the heart. These are just words, descriptions. What do you feel with heart and lungs in the chest? And releasing the chest region on the exhale, and let's go down to the back of the torso, all the way down towards the tailbone, and feeling the back, the low back, the sacrum, lumbar spine region, the muscles, the bones here. Again, letting go of thinking we know how our low backs feel. We don't know. Letting the attention move up the back. Take your time, mid-back. Feeling the movements of the ribs. Up towards the shoulder blades. Nothing to fix or change. Can we let the body speak and be heard? Just as it is, without commentary. And up into the shoulders, the shoulder muscles at the back and the back of the neck. And then letting the attention go to the front of the neck. Don't know what's here. What's happening moment to moment. And feeling the breath from the neck all the way down to the pelvic region. Releasing on the out-breath, coming into face and head, perhaps breathing in and out of this region first. Connect with it. Now, interestingly, with face and head, we're the most in the dark here, because unless we're looking in a mirror or a pond, we don't know what we look like in this region. Can we use that now? Feel inwardly the chin, the jaws. The mouth with all of its parts. The nose. The cheeks. the eyes and the space between them. And the forehead. Sensing into the ears. And feeling the scalp, the skull, the hair, perhaps. And breathing in and out of face and head. Letting that sense of breathing in and out extend down to the arms, to the fingertips. Through the torso. And all the way down to the toes. Feeling breath and body all together. This mysterious body that we each abide in. Noticing if there's any place of struggle anywhere. Giving a little extra attention to that region. Can you let go of knowing what it's all about? Explore it, investigate it, breathe in and out of it. Let it speak. Let the door of the body open. And letting it all be and feeling breath and body together as we finish off the practice.